It was a cloudy Tuesday afternoon. The electric bell rang in a guttural buzz to signal the start of a history lesson in grade 11. The learners dragged their feet into room 14, expecting another long lesson about world wars. Boredom was in the air, and some learners were barely awake. However, today was different. Mr. Maneno, the learner's nickname for the teacher of history, stood at the front, smiling like he had a secret. "Today," he began, "we're going to travel through time. Let everybody sit upright and pay attention." Someone in the back yawned loudly. "Oh, not again." Some learners laughed. Others rolled their eyes and groaned in tow. Mr. Maneno ignored their groans, reached for a small remote, and pointed it at the ceiling. Click. The projector on the ceiling hummed to life. Suddenly, a bright image appeared on the wall. Now, half the class sat up straight. It was a 3D simulation of a World War I battlefield. Muddy trenches, distant explosions, soldiers running through smoke. "Is this a movie?" Ojijo asked. "No," Mr. Maneno replied with a grin. "It's an interactive game." He clicked again and the classroom lights dimmed. A narrator's voice came through the speakers. "You are a young soldier in 1916. Your choices today will decide your fate." The class went quiet. This was no ordinary history lesson. Together, the learners made choices on what to carry, when to advance, whether to help a wounded comrade or stay hidden. With every decision, the projection changed. It was not just watching history anymore, but living it as well. "I never knew what it felt like," Awiti whispered. "What an intense moment." Then, something unexpected happened. The system paused, and an artificial intelligence assistant spoke. "Based on your choices, you showed strong teamwork and empathy. Would you like to learn how real soldiers communicated during the war?" The learners gasped. The AI assistant adjusted the simulation, showing scenes of soldiers writing letters, complete with translated text and real photos from archives. AI was not just showing history, it was analyzing, teaching, and guiding the learners step by step. By the end of the lesson, the learners were not talking about grades or lunch. They were asking questions. Where was the war? Why did the war start? Did soldiers really write letters in trenches? What happened to the ones who came home? Mr. Maneno turned off the projector and faced the class. "That was amazing, wasn't it?" he said. "Artificial intelligence helped us feel what history was like. But remember, AI doesn't replace learning. It deepens it. It's a key to unlock new doors for understanding." That day, in room 14, every learner walked through a new door.